Green roofs are blooming all over the world, but are they actually working as planned? I'm Rich Aun, and this is your Green Air Minute. Green roofs have put new purpose to planning on top of skyscrapers, warehouses, even cruise ships. Designed with ultralight soils for controlled water retention and seeded with species from native plant communities, the promise of the benefits of green roofs has for years been paramount with green developers and environmental scientists the world over. Only now, however, has the data on their efficacy begun to emerge. The proposed effects of green roofs by the engineers responsible for them have promised a reduction in the ambient air temperature around the roof, helping to reduce the urban heat island effect, or the increased greenhouse effect created by the extra pollution and heat-trapping man-made materials in cities. The floor directly below a green roof is also given greater insulation, helping reduce the energy costs of both heating and cooling. According to the results of a recent study conducted by Krista McGuire, assistant professor of biological sciences at Barnard College, the efficacy of any ecosystem, including rooftop ecosystems, begins with the health of its microbial and fungal network. Taking soil and plant tissue samples from 10 green roofs spanning the greater New York metropolitan area, McGuire discovered that fungal communities differ from rooftop to rooftop, and growth depends on the position of the roof, pollution levels in the area, temperature, and how much rainfall it receives. McGuire hopes this information may help individuals decide which types of soil microbes to amend on their green roofs so that they can maximize plant survival and minimize management. I'm Rich Aun, and this is your Green Air Minute. For more on the ongoing study of green roofs, visit greenairradio.com.